go over the Gemara. Let's go back briefly. We had a machlokes earlier in the Zman, who is the Gaal Adam. Rambam said, Haroi liyarsha, not the Gaal Adam. That the one that's right to yarsha a person becomes the Gaal Adam. So we said there are two ways to learn. Either Haroi liyarsha means the one who yarsha, which would mean that the Gaal Adam is only one person, or it means that a few sons, a few children. Well, that means that only the one that was yarshin is the Gaal Adam. And we have another shot that Haroi liyarshai means all the relatives that yarshin, son, brother, a father, sister, that they become a Gaal Adam. So we have two ways to understand the Gaal Adam. In other words, either the one who dies, only the one who yarshins him, which is usually his sons, they become the Gaal Adam. If he has no sons, then who yarshins next if the sons? Father. If there's no sons, the father yarshins. If there's no father, then the brothers yarshins. Those are the Yerushas that are mentioned. Uncle is also mentioned in the Torah.
What?
So that's the nafkamina between the Tzukshatim and the Rambam. The first way to learn is only the one that actually yarshins. It's only the closest relationship. According to the first guy, it's not considered a yarsh. Flamaisa, he won't yarsh. Only the closest relationship. If it's a son, it's a son. Or a son. If no son, it's a father. No father, brother. The other way to learn is, Lord, the yarsh means any of the relationships that are designated as yarsh with the tiger, which includes, four relationships: children, parents, siblings, and uncles. Those are the four, and husband and wife, that I mentioned in the Torah. That all of them can become, could become yarshim. So all of them, that would be a Gaal Adam. These are the two ways to learn. Now in our Gemara we had Av Shaharag B'noi Nasalai Gaal Adam. So who did the father kill? That's another good part. Avshaharak, you learn he killed his son, so the other son becomes the Gaal Adam. That's where Rashi seems to learn. Avshaharak is Benoi. Benoi Hasheni, not the Gaal Adam Shalachim. Okay? Is that a raya which way? So maybe there is no grandson. Avshar, the father killed his son. Who yarshin the son that got killed? No. When a person dies, the father yarshin. The father himself is the yarshin. So the brother's not a yarish. So if the brother's not a yarish, so how come the benoi not like Gaal Adam? The raya that all yarshin become a Gaal Adam. Yeah, so therefore there's no Gaal Adam. So maybe it's no right. Because here, what happened? The father killed his son. Who's the son's Yairish? The father was the murderer. So maybe it's different when the father is the murderer himself. One possible shot. The others who learn, Avshaharag, is the father killed his grandson. The father killed the grandson. So now his son, who's the father of the murder victim, becomes a Gaal Adam for the father. He's talking to Yairish. You can learn the Gemara differently. You can learn that the way Rashi learned, the father killed his own son, so the other son is a Gaal Adam. Or when the father killed the grandson, now the grandson who died without children, his father becomes a Gaal Adam. So you don't have to say those are the two ways you can learn. What I wanted to do is get into a Kibbut Avein topic here. Has to do with this last line of Gemara. The Gemara had a rule: L'chol ena ben nas shliach la'aviv, ma'kaisai u'le kumulasa. What does that mean? That a father doesn't become a shliach to hit his father. A son doesn't become a shliach to hit his father. It says in Paskin that a person is chayav malchus, and the one whose job it is to give malchus is the son of the one who's getting malchus, so he doesn't give him malchus. Why not? So presumably, and as she seems to say, it's a din in what? Din in. Huh? In the word kibbutz, is that the correct word? What? My rabbi? Well, maybe the issue to hit, it's a separate issue. Maki al the demon, right? Huh? What? Is it covet or is it maki? What? Separate issue of Pyra, we're talking about maki al the demon. Passion. Is it issue maki al the demon, right? And the kabbal al the demon, right? So Pashta Sagimara is saying that he's not in his father, because this is the right that it's in his father. That is the Machlekes we shine him on how to learn this Gemara. Taisus Yevamis, Adam Chavon, says that there's no itzer d'iraisa to hit your father if he's a Eilai Eisa Maisei Amcha, he's a Rashi. There's no issa to hit. The issa maki of it, the kabbal of it, is only if he's issa naisi amfa, if he's a frumian, if he keeps the mitzvahs. We learn this out of the pasuk. It says really by cursing a nasi. Nasi ba'amcha loisar is a lav of nasi ba'amcha loisar. A nasi in your nation, don't curse. Ba'amcha is extra. Udashim ba'issa naisi amfa. That this to curse someone is only if he's Oisei Maisei Amcha. Taisus holds the same thing for Makei Yavid and the Kalal of it, that there's no Isser if he's not Oisei Maisei Amcha. If so, correct Taisus, but Shadon Al-Gemara says that the son is not allowed to give Malkus to his father. If his father's Chayim Malkus, must be he's a Russian. He must have been either on the Lav Sheesh by Malkus. It's amazing, but that's right. So if his father's a Rasha, why can't the son give him Malkus? Why not? He's not Arisa Masiyam.
Make him a Rasha,
give
him an
Avera. If he did an Avera deliberately, you must have to make him a Rasha. That makes sense. Enough to make him a Rasha. The Taisus answers that Agimar is talking b'shas the truth. Agimar is talking that if the father was ever in the lab, Yegna Zayla Benazid, and he's getting Malkus. But he did Tshuva since then, but he still gets Malkus, because Tshuva doesn't pass through the Lainish of Bethan. So Agamar is talking if he did Tshuva, but let's say Taka didn't do Tshuva, then there would be no problem getting him Malkus. That's Shita Taisus. The Rambam says that if the father is Einai Oisa Maisa Amfa and the son hits him, he's taka not Chayav Nisa. Taka true that it's a Petur from Chayav Nisa. But there's still an Isser. Sura Miyayika. There is an Isser to be Machiavni. Isser there. What? So the Rambam says that there is an Isser. There is an Isser. It's just not an Einish. The Gra is Matzvi on the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get this from? According to the Rambam, Agamar is talking even if he didn't do Tshuva. You're not allowed to hit him even if he did not do Tshuva. Which is probably more Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But where do you get it from to say, Misa, there is. So now it's the Rambam's Maida that the Pasuk Makiyot Yishimai Maitiumas does not apply to a Rasha. If he's Maida, the Pasuk doesn't apply to a Rasha, so what does he mean, Yisura Miyayika? What in the world does that mean? Yisura Miyayika. If there's no Pasuk, then there's no Isser. That's the gross kasha on the Rambam. So you have two ways to learn the Gemara. Taisus learns our Gemara is talking Daka B'Shasa Tshuva, and the Rambam's learning is talking even B'Layasa Tshuva, that he's not going to hit your father. But it's fair, why aren't you allowed to hit your father? So Rav Shmuel Rizovsky says a very nice chat. He says, the Issa Maka Aviv, or Mekalel Aviv, Taka does not apply to Aviv Russia. Taka doesn't apply at all. There's no Issa at all. But the Issa Kibur Aviv, which is a separate policy, does apply. So he Taka out the Lav of Maka Aviv, the Yimai Lai Suma, doesn't apply to a Russian. But the Rambam holds that Kibur Aviv applies. So why can't the son hit the father of Kibbut Aveh? Did he Kibbut Aveh? Not if he's in the market. Someone hits his father, someone hits his father. Taka Maki Aveh, maybe it's also a son of Kibbut Aveh. So Taka is, and Lisa comes to us, this is not a, it's not a Maki Aveh. But that's Kibbut. What? Kibbut, when I say Kibbut, and Kibbut and here together. Kibbut here generally has the same. Yeah. Right. Around. Is there any other way to get around Kibbutz Aveh?
Right.
I would think yes, but it seems no. In other words, let's put it this way. What are we ending up with now? That the Rambam holds Maki Aveh Yivay does not apply to other brush. And Kibbut Aveh does apply, even by other Russians. Okay, and that's why he's not allowed to hit it. Now, to me, it's still, it's just, I'll tell you why it's a Chiddush. Maybe you'll disagree with me, I don't know. It says, let's say someone's father needs surgery. They need the splinter taken out. Is there an issue for the son to take out the splinter? So the Maisa, son doesn't take out his splinter from his father, because he might make a plea. That's an issue. But really, that's only usher because you might do more than you have to do. If you might be shaygeg, make a maka that's not necessary. But if you make a maka that's necessary, it's certainly a strong svara that the son is starting to cover. If the father deserves malchus, is that a starting cover to give him malchus? The answer is yes. Yeshmak and Babad and Lach, like Malchus is good for him. It's good for him. So Taiva, you should get Malchus. You have to get Malchus.
You have to get Malchus.
See, you don't have to be the one to do it. More embarrassing for the son to do it.
It's embarrassing. You're embarrassing the father. That's what you have to pick up.
Okay. Maybe right. What? The Zayin is Nikla Chicha, the Zayin is a part of it. So it's also a good thing. It's also a good thing. So, yeah. What? Which way are you saying? Yeah. That's good. If it's good, it's good. So then what's the problem with your so even though it's good, you're not the one. You don't make such kindness that the other person is good for to get punished and you punish him. That's a chance.
What?
Someone
else to pick it up.
Yeah. So you're saying is, if there's someone else to do it, maybe there's a sorry. But alright, that's what Shulah Zafi is saying. He's saying that give Malchus a sorry kibbutz. And I agree. I just think Svara is a mocking to be the fact they call it.
Maybe
you'll
give too much.
Maybe you'll give too much. You need to send someone to sponsor for so hard. The same is great if the son does it and someone else does it for him. Now there's a mice in Navi, the King Achaz. You probably never heard of. And he had a son, Chizkia, who hopefully you did hear of. Chizkia was a lot of colorful things with Chizkia. He mentioned, I think, about Kothali. Chizkia, Girer, Asmais, Adin. And his Achaz was a terrible Russian. Kaider, Shemai, Kaira, Yibir Kavish, his name. And he was a terrible Rosh, and he had a Franciscia that was the opposite of his son. And one of the things Franciscia did is he dragged his father's body through the streets of Yerushalayim, was mavazeh his father's body. So, is that a sign to keep it out there? We say it should be a kapara for him. It's good. It's good for him. How would you say? All right, good or it's not good? It should be awesome. It should be awesome.
It's Russian.
Right? It's Russian. So we just said the Rambam holds that Kibbutz Avim applies to Russia. What? I don't know. They only did it overnight. They hang up the body of a Rosh in one day for a while. See, don't we have this kasha of this skin up us? You have aim. I think that this is not in this, some system, right? So Shulizovsky has the kasha. Shulizovsky. On Daf Chav Daled, he has the kashya. He says to learn what he writes on Daf Yud Bey, he's going to answer that also. Okay? He has the kashya, but this here is right on Kibbutz Avim. Let me tell you what he says here on Daf Chav Daled. Kibbutz Avim, we just said the Rambam Shita is that even Ovid Rasha is a seer of to be Mechabit, his father, and that's the way the Mechaber passes the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah argues, Ramah brings that there's no din of Kibbutz Avim by Ovid Rasha unless he did tshuva, as Tosfos says. So in other words, these two shitas, is Agamara talking about the tshuva, that's the Ramah shita and the Tosfos. Agamara talking about the tshuva, otherwise Ramah did it. And the Rambam and the Mechaber shita is that Agamara is talking even by us the tshuva. And there's no din of kavod for a father who's a Rasha. Even though usually Bnei Ashkenaz passing like the Ramah, I notice here that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chayyadam passing like the Mechaber, like the Rambam. There is a fear of Kibbutz Avim, even by other Rasha. L'chaira is a Beferish Gemara, not like the Rambam. The Torah is. It's in the Parashat Gemara, but Metziah got some of these. Gemara says that if a man dies and he leaves over Parah Gezula, part of the Yerusha is a stolen cow that the person was stolen from was the Ayin Shuleti and the father was kind of in it. So the Gemara says he niyach adiyah and Parah Gezula, the father left over in his Yerusha Parah Gezula stolen animal, chayav and lahavzir b'fnei kavod aviyah. They have to return this stolen cow because it's not covered for the father. Everyone looks at the cow and they say, oh, that's the cow he stole. So chayav and lahavzir b'fnei kavod aviyah. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Yishun yichay and kibbutz avim, ha'ilay oisa ma'isa yamcha. The Gemara is the question. So why do you have to return this part of the Zula? He's Eina Yaisa Maisa Yamfa. He's saying, I'm going to give him Kavit. And the Gemara answer is Bishar to Tshuva. They did Tshuva, but he didn't get around to returning it. And then you have to return. So it's a Beferish Gemara that says what? That says there's no Chi of Kavit by Eina Yaisa Maisa Yamfa. Because that was the Gemara's Kasha. Then he's Eina Yaisa Maisa Yamfa. There's no Chi of Kavit. So it's a Beferish Gemara like the Ramah and Tosfos, and not like the Rambam. And because of this, the Torah Taka Paskin, not like the Rambam, because the Rambam is a power. So the Lecha Mishnah, Hilchos Mamrin is the Hilchos Kibbutz Avim, is Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, says the Teretz, makes a chilut. And we have to see if we can come up with a svara for this chilut. He says, normally, Kibbutz Avim is a din of Mechabdei Dechayav, Mechabdei Dechayav. Kibbutz Avim, you have to give him covet when he's alive. When the father dies, it's present still for you to Kibbutz Avim. says by a Rasha, this guy is a chiyuv kibbut avei, and that's shat in the Rambam. The judge is a chiyuv kibbut avei, even if the father's a Rasha. That's called bechayim. Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Samachay, who says there's no chiyuv kibbut to a father's Rasha. That's talking lachar maisa. Lachar maisa, the chiyuv kibbut avei falls off. So that answers the Torah's kasha, the Torah's on the Rambam. How can you say there's a chiyuv kibbut avei on other rush? It's a beferish of Gemara above the Metziah that you don't have to return the part of the Zula. If you didn't do tshuva, there's no chiyuv kibbut. No, that's from Lachamisa, but Yerusha, he obviously died. Lachamisa, there's no chiyuv kibbut love of Russia. And the Chayav, that is a chiyuv kibbut love of Russia. And with this is answered also, if this father Achaz died, Chizki Adochi had come in, so he was allowed to drink at my other to the sea. What's his father? What's his father to this? That he might still do true. So what at the end of the true? Then when I pray, are you either something? Nasi Bantulay Sar, you curse the Rosh. And later the true, so then I'm a sovereign. Then you're either, because then you can never, you know, then the whole Nasi Bantulay Sar, the meal that they know is my house, which is never a farm. What? Well, maybe that's Chad. At the time, maybe he's having early tshuva at that time. But we, so you would know he's not having early tshuva, he's sleeping, or not doing an avera, then you wouldn't say it. Huh? Why the Chabad in my side? But what Yeshua Zafi says is very nice part. Baruch Be'ah, Zer Yeshua when Yavam is declares a Chakira. If Kibbut Ava'ein is a Ben Odom L'Chavei Rei Dikim Mitzvah, it's a Chiv, you have to your father, your mother. It's a Ben Odom L'Chavei Rei Dikim Mitzvah. Or if it's Ben Odom L'Makim, that without Ben Odom L'Chavei Rei, you have to treat all human beings nicely. The extra level of Kavir Kibbut Av, maybe it's a Chiv Klapei Shmaya. The Chiv Ben Odom L'Makim Dikim. What? It's on the second middle. You mean to the right side of your right as they run warm up? Okay. So that's just clear. That's a both best. Well, the bad value is both ways. The Shmuel Zosky suggests a chart. Somebody answers the right, yes, I just look at the right. But he says, Bichayav, if they have a Machaveh, because Bichayav, he's alive, he could be Mahanehim. Ben al Machaveh. Lach Amisa, some did know Ben al Machaveh to commit Mitzvah Lach Amisa. I'm not sure, maybe there are. Ben al Machaveh and Mitzvah Lach Amisa. We once declared that there's Ben al Machaveh in a dead body. The Chiyuv Kibbut of Ben al Machaveh to commit. But the Shmuel Zaki suggests that this guy on his Ben al Machaveh. The Reboy of Lach Amisa is a reboy that's marba, they don't know what can be commitment. Could be b'chai of it, both. But the nice side is no b'nol machaveri, not a lie. That's b'nol machaveri. Well, so he explains like this. That us b'nol machaveri to another yid, so kibbut aveim applies on b'nol machaveri anyway. There's no miyut to be b'mayim in Russia, like the Rambam. So he holds that it applies to the Chayav because it's in your covenant for the person. Halach HaMisa, where it's a Chiyav of Klai Shemayim, so to give honor to a Rasha, that's not Klai Shemayim. Klai Shemayim is to drag the bones of Achaz in the street, not to give honor to the bones of Achaz. So the Mela, the Shurzat, Halach HaMisa, where it's been other Lamakim, it's not going to fight Shemayim, that the person is a Telemark here and it's going to fight Shemayim. So So that in here applies to Mayim, that doesn't apply to a Rosh. So the Mela, now this is as far as what we just said, like the Mishnah said, that Bechaya, you have to be Lechavid even out of Rosh. Lacham Baisai, there's no Din Kavid. This part is very good. Bechaya, they don't Lechavid, right? You're not going to steal from a Rosh either. So the Mela, yeah, the Din of Kibarabe applies out of Rosh too. Lacham Baisai, which is going to fight Shemayim. By Shemayim, that does not apply. This is a very, very nice hesber in this lesson. What? Why would? So that's the question I asked before. Either, like some people said, because it's done because it's a bigger design, but someone else could do it. I'm not sure why Marcus is considered a negative thing, but apparently it's considered. But I told you right away, I agree with what you say. But our assumption in the whole sugi is that a son getting the father Malchus is a son in public. There's something negative in that. There's a belt kasha that everybody asks on this. I think we're probably to mention in Shluzi. On the Rambam Shita, the kasha on the Ramah Shita. Ramah says there's no fear to give kavod to Aviv Rasha. The kasha of El there, a lot of brain in there. The Gemara introduction that Lamed Bey as a reboy, that if your father tells you to do an Aveira, you don't have to listen to him. You don't have a fucking. Here's our fucking. So the kasha is, what do you mean? If your father tells you to do an Aveira, then he's a Russian. So the question is not here to keep it out. Because he's a Rasha. He's trying to do an Aveira. He's a Rasha, so of course he's a Rasha. What do you need a Pashi? Tell you this, I'm going to keep it on. But if he's trying to convince you to do an Aveira, that's not making a Rasha.
I can't be trying to do an Aveira.
We're telling you.
How is it saying
Yeah, but I'm saying, why do I need a pastor to teach me that? If the father's a Rasha, I'm not going to say that. Excuse me? But I thought the Ivar Ned, that was also a Rasha. I might have known. Okay, so there are three terusim to this kasha. Two of them were just offered, not Talan, and then there was one that Rambam spoke about it, like a fast. That's why it was part of the shmooze. Those, the more standard terusim are either parents of the Sefer HaMakneh, like Yaakov said, that it could be the father, and I'm your mother. The father thinks it's mother. He told you to do something, he doesn't know it's awesome. So it could be the father's not a Russian. The father's an Iron Muslim. I think book him on his parents. If the father's an Iron Muslim, tell him that it's awesome, and he won't tell you to do it. He won't believe you. But anyway, that's our master's parents. That is Iron Muslim. There's another parent, which I think is brought with the Chetshuva in Simeration Rani Yerzeya. And that's what Nachum was saying, that the father just telling you to do an Aveira, that doesn't make him a Russian yet. Unless someone did an Aveira. Someone tells you to do an Aveira, that doesn't make him a Russian. What? If they either, you couldn't do it any other way. The Teres that Rav Tom suggested that it could be a set of Hashem. Said the whole kasha concept is done. Kasha doesn't stop. If the father tells you to do an Aveira, Shaila is, are you allowed to listen? If the halakha would be that you're allowed to listen, then the father's not a Rasha. If the halacha is that you're allowed to eat traces when your father tells you to do it, because kibbut aveim is more important than the isra trace, then the father telling you to eat traces is not an aveilus, because it's a mitzvah. Because if the halacha is that kibbut aveim overrides that isra trace, then he's not telling you to do an aveilus, he's telling you to do a mitzvah. Why is it not there? If the father, this is the plan, right? The father, let's say halacha is you listen to your father, maybe you have to give another case. This is another example. Let's say halacha is you listen to your father and start to eat the table. So you can tell you to eat the table. What's he doing anything wrong? What's he doing wrong? But how could something be an aveira clapping one person and the other guy to say ma'isa? What? Well, what's reading? What's your husband? Maybe the tukha is still sorry. It's on you, it's good. But still, the father, let's say somebody gives you tzitzis that have clients. But tzitzis is that clients. If you have a linen baguette with wool tzitzis, you're allowed to put it on, you make a bra. What are you going to say? That the person's a Rashi is putting on clients? What? Yeah. Here also, if the father is telling you to do it, if that would be an exception to the rule, then it would be another error.
Father is
not ever in the veil. But if that's the son, then it's not there. Maybe it's like piercing a shadow, then it's not the truth. Maybe. I don't know. Interesting, okay, what? The Navi can tell someone by Rasha to do an Aver. You don't have to be truthful for that. It's not a Rasha. It's just different. No, the Navi can't. The Navi's really not supposed to do it on his own. The Navi really can tell you the Rasha on his own.
But
it's not there to communicate with somebody that's not in line. So they have to confess and understand that you know that
they're
not in line. He's lying, they can do it. He's better than his thesis just for doing that.
But they might,
but they might. No, it's not Chayyim, it's just the other person. The Navi tells someone, but it's not saying you see traces. It's Chayyim Nisa, not just the person that traces. It's Chayyim Nisa, the person that's in the Navi shack. Okay. Just according to that maxa, that an ayman mutter there's no kibbut aveim, you could also answer the Torah's kasha on the Rambam. What is the Torah's kasha on the Rambam? The parag zula. Yes, the parag zula. That's right, the Gemara part of Zula, that there's no chiyuv kibbut aveim in the case of the father's a Rasha. It could be that there's a difference between Aymer Mutter and not Aymer Mutter. Not a could be. Not the whole, it's a difference. It could be by Aymer Mutter, there's a chiyuv kibbut aveim. By not Aymer Mutter, there's no chiyuv. Not on that way to the Rambam, but the Rambam states them that in all cases of a Rasha, there's a chiyuv. At least this is sort of a. Exception to the rule that I remember there even other Russia. Okay, let's go on to the next. So here, Elon, that's the mission. Elon Shoaim of the Sechat Chum. A tree that's standing within the Chum, the night by night of the Chum, I am a Chum, the night by night of the Sechat Chum, a Chum, a Chum, a Chum, a Chum. Sure, you learn this mission, you do a double take, because you assume the Shah is the Yehovah today, you throw a nap. And here the halacha is you go according to the night. The Gemara will say why. That means wherever the branch is, the whole tree is considered to be there. So the Gemara says vermin. Elon Shuaimei, the night of Lachot, I am the Lachot, the night of Lachnim, the Kenegat Achaimu Lachnim, the Lachnim, the Kenegat Achaimu Lachot, the Lachot. That's by here in Ma'is Hashem. Ma'is Hashem, you only eat where? You shall eat. Okay? So Shem Mashiach will come, a big shine, but we could eat Ma'is Hashem. You can have love, you can eat nice and shiny, you can spot it in Shalayim. You can see the wall. Huh? Where shall we go for truth? It's a separate now, that close to the Yishalai. And what? It has to be... there's nothing that requires it. It's a separate now, it's a close to the Yishalai. What? Okay, I'm going to start. So here you have a tree which is part in, part out. Now, is it a kula for it to be Yerushalayim or Chumra? Which way is it a kula? To be Yerushalayim to be outside?
Outside.
Gemara will say it's both. The kula being in is that you can eat Meis Hashem, but you can't be paid on Meis Hashem. The kula being out is that you could be paid on the Meis Hashem, but you can eat the Meis Hashem. So each way is a kula and a chumra. So here it says, so we see it doesn't go according to the night. It goes according to wherever you are. If you go on a Maisa or a Nikla, come on, it's Maisa, but find a Tolerant Manas. Or a Nikla, but Dira Tolerant Manas. But they say, Mr. Lake, the equivalent is not. Where do you build a tree out? Build it on the branches. You can't live on the, bar, on the trunk of the tree. So the Nikla, the Gabi, or a Nikla, you go according to the branches. But that's Nista, that's where a person lives. Like the Gemara of Rabbi Maisha, the tree, but here it keeps on going. Where you going to live? It should be the whole like a swirl in the trunk. But usually, the branches are where people sit. Rabbi Maisha, Tiny Yerushalayim halachah haranai, Bar Mitzvah halachah haranai. It says here, Yerushalayim goes according to the branches. Rav Kahana, Taka, Sira, Tamas Leikis, Rakasha, Harav Yehuda, Rabban. The time that Yehuda in the Ma'ala halachah pischa. A cave, doesn't matter where the cave is, it matters where the door is. Dilan halakha chanaifa. They have to view the sheep. The Gemara image, Shamalai, review the Gabi Maisa Lachumu. Ikwaz Machotanai, they do the snim. Kiechad, the knife, they might be parik. Just like in the night, you can't be played, they'll be a great animal, they might be parik. And if it's the reverse, you play the snim, the knife, the machot. Kiechad, the knife, they might be off of like the dia, be a great animal, they might be off of like the dia. Like I said, the kula to be inside that you could eat it without being paid. Is the kula being outside that you could be paid? Alagavi Ari Nikla, Bishlama, Ikra, the foot of the knife in this name, Kech is the knife in my Masi Kasalai, the Ikra, none of the Masi Kasalai. That makes sense. Ela Ikra, this name, the knife in the foot. The creator of Yehuda, if it's Ikra, this name, the knife in the foot, Kech is the knife in Masi Kasalai, the Ikra, none of the Masi Kasalai. Hagavi Ikai. Gemara is saying, that when you lose a hole, you always go to chun. If you go up the knife and the you take up both chun. So what's going on here? If the knife is outside and the ikkar is inside, you're telling me that if this guy, if the retzach is standing on the trunk, that you can kill him because the branch is outside. That's not established. The mice say he's inside. So why should we go up the knife and allow you to kill him? Who's the kashal life of your father? It's only Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to the Chacham, we had never had a problem. Chacham said, go back to Naita. This is all talk about Rabbi Yehuda. We have the Gemara. I'm a rabbi, the Ikrai, the Kuli Amal, the Kuli Yidu, I'm a Tikatl. Kai the Naita, the Yachal Haragai, the Chitzum of the Tzrai Rai, the Kuli Amal, 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 do we look at the ikr, when a person wants to use the ikr, the Gael Adam is going to find the tree to go after the race, I ask. Ikrai Darga to step with Naifai. Myself, I have Ikrai Darga with Naifai. Myself, I have Ikrai Darga with Naifai. And that's the whole Mahmoud. But Ashi says, my Akara Naifai, I'm Akara Naifai. In fact, only the Chumri. So we end up with three Pshat. According to the Chachamim, we have no problem with the mission. You always go by the Naifai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so you have two Pshat. Either they argue by Ikrai Darga with Naifai, or Rav Ashi says apakar a knife, which means that you go bust a knife by the kula, you always go the kula, you always can't kill him. If knife by you is the nin, you can't kill him. If that is the kula, then he's the nin, you also can't kill him. And the Rambam passed it this way, like Rav Ashi, it's a little bit of a problem, because the whole sugya is Rav Yehuda. Why is the Rambam passing like Rav Ashi, who's not Rav Yehuda, not like this down Mishnah? This is the kasha that's yes on the Rambam, but anyway, this is the Pesach Rambam. Okay, this whole issue is not so the Ge'er Halacha L'maisa, because we don't have a Ge'er Adam today, we're not Ma'aseh Sheni yet, that we could be Paidah. However, Tosfos on the Amud Aleph brings in an Indian that is Ma'aseh Medina, and I'll explain why he's Ma'aseh to the Tosfos. Elon Shul was near, making negative Hem was near, because it was Tema. The Bishilin Kate Tosfos. The end of Sakhir, the end of Parakate Tosfos, I'm reading. The Gagai's Loy Niskachu. The roofs, you remember what it's talking about there? The Gagai's of what? It's talking about the Beit HaMikdash. The Gagai's of the, on the roof of the Heichal, let's say, the Beit HaMikdash, or the Azara, Loy Niskachu. There's no Kedusha on top of the roof. Yes? Even the Beit HaMikdash, which is the greatest Kedusha, much more than Yerushalayim. If you're sitting on the roof of a building, the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha Beit HaMikdash. In Kay, Ma'aseh Sheni, Ein Eichlem Ala Ilan. How could you eat on top of a tree? You shouldn't be allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni on a roof of Yerushalayim. Certainly not on top of a tree. Say, you see, it should have to be on the ground or in a building, but not on a roof. This is Tutorot. First Harris, Yerushalayim the Ma'aseh Sheni off of Mulatim. This is your right. If you have thick branches that is like a roof, you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni on top of the branches. You follow what's going on? I mean, everyone went to Tosfos, so learn it now. You know what's going on, everybody? We're saying that to eat on top of a roof in the Beit HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha. So Tosfos is so, on top of a roof in Yerushalayim, doesn't have to be in Yerushalayim. So if you're standing on a roof, you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. So Tosfos, the same thing on the branches. So he says, you're right. If the branches are thick, like a floor, and you're on the branch, you're not, you can sit in Yerushalayim. The Ma'arish is up in Bulat, in Shem Ben Abad, like Hashem, I just learned to start in Shem Ben Abad. You know that thin branch, so it's not on a roof, but otherwise, in Achinami, it's like being on a roof, it has no condition. Oh, yes, like that. The Ma'arish is up in Bulat, Shem Ben Abad, Ruben. Vadi Yerushalayim, Ki Yerushalayim. Except in the Sarah. You have a tree with thick branches. And yet, Avi Yerushalayim Ki Yerushalayim. What are those words? So the Mashal says Pshat in Tosfos. That Tosfos is saying there's a difference between the Beit HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. In the Beit HaMikdash, there's a kula up on top of the roof, like Niskachu. Hadagim like Niskachu. That's a din where only in the Beit HaMikdash. But in Yerushalayim, Avi Yerushalayim Ki Yerushalayim. And even on the roofs of Yerushalayim has a din of Yerushalayim. That's the Marsha's explanation of Tosfos. So what do we end up with? That Yerushalayim is thicker than the Beit HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim, it doesn't matter where you are, even on the roof, Shiach will come, we'll have a Shaila, we're going to have a nice shade in Yerushalayim. Are we allowed to eat it on the roof? We go up to a roof, we're going to eat it on the roof. Are you allowed to eat nice shade on the roof of Yerushalayim? It's not like it's situated in the Tosfos. Tosfos' first parent assumes that you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni on a roof. This is even a mil Yerushalayim. You know they shot him. This doesn't mean a fifth border. Anyone in Yerushalayim, according to Tosfos' first parent, the roof that does not have a din of Kedusha to Yerushalayim. According to Tosfos' second parent, the roof does have a din of Kedusha to Yerushalayim, because Aviv Yerushalayim, the whole year of Yerushalayim has a din of
Yerushalayim. Why should be different than the Midrash?
What's the Sarah? What's part of the Sfarah should be different than the Beit HaMikdash?
Maybe it should be the other one.
Well, maybe the Sfarah is that the Chumrah, Kedusha's Beit HaMikdash, is limited. Such a high level of Kedusha that's limited to in the building, not on top of the building. Sorry. Funny, because the Beit HaMikdash, where it's open area, the Kedusha goes up all the way. It's only a heter of God. Only if there's a building on top of the Gag, that's just no Kedusha. What? Okay. The question about the story is that we should say that by Kedusha is Kedusha, there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim. I'm not sure what the story is. Maybe, because it's a higher level of Kedusha. Shlomo Zalman has a very interesting tshuva. he brings the Shita of the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz was a Rishon who lived in Egypt. The Ritvaz, Reshia Dalet Bei Zayin, was the Slutka Rav. He was a Rav, probably the only person in the world that was a Rav in Slut, in Lithuania, and then a Rav in Chicago, and then a Rav in Sachs. Three jobs, three careers. And that's why he went to Sachs. And very colorful personality. So there's a big Tamakot, and he wrote one of the Pirushim, the Rishami, the Ritvaz. It was printed in many Rishami on the side, some in the back. And that was him. He was a Adam Gadol Admaray. He was an Ishmael. The Ritvaz held that the Kreisel HaMaravi is not the will of the Harabayas, the way we assume today, but it's the wall of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash that had the, I'm not talking now about the Kodesh Kadosh, I'm talking about, right, there was an Azara. You see the picture? And here you have the Hechel of Yulam, and here you have, there's a Snoshin, and a four-corner building. And this is called the, this is the Azara. This is a Nashim, this is a Kahuna, as is Israel, and here's where the Kaimim went, and here's where the Mitzvah, right? And then around this, there was a gigantic 500 amis, that's called the Harabai. Right? This is the Harabai. The question is, the Kaisal HaMarabi is the Kaisal HaMarabi of what? The Western wall of what? We assume today that it's a piece of the Western Wall around here. Right? Not sure who further this way. Here, but it's part of the Western Wall of the Harabites. He held that it's a part of the Western Wall of the Azara. Something like this. Yeah,
we hold it somewhere around
here. We hold it. But the Azara, what do you mean it sounds? This is Mary, you're right. Sorry. This is Mary. Israel. Get that back. We hold it's part of this world, and he holds that it's part of this world. Okay? That's the, that was the Machlag. What's not Kamina? Kamina is, are you allowed to walk here? Arabites?
No.
Huh?
No.
Nonetheless? So over here, Tommy Mace is allowed to go. But a Zog or a Balkari is not allowed to go, or a Nida is not allowed to go. But this area is also for a Nida, Zog, etc. And it's Mutter for Tommy Mace. Right? That means if anybody here really wants to go. On the other side, there's a big sign that the rabbinate advises Jews not to go, well, today for safety reasons also, but at the halacha, the rabbinate advises people not to go on the other side of the Kaisel. Technically, you're allowed to go if you're tayvel. It requires tefillah d'oraisa, not just jumping into the mikveh. It requires trimming your nails and checking your body for chatzitzais and doing a tefillah of the din. Don't go to the mikvah then, and then he's allowed to go. You have to leave your wallet behind. Supposedly with your wallet, your shoes behind. But otherwise, you're allowed to go on the other side. Because it was a short period of time where there were Jews who were held to make a minyan on the other side. Just note, at least 11 amos from the place to this wall. So they had places. They held that you're allowed to go. But we don't go. Certainly, if you would go, people with their own title would go. We don't go. The Ritvaz held that this—that's really this wall. Now it's really this wall, so then you have a problem. What's your problem? Two problems. First of all, Tommy Bates is not allowed to go up to 2 amos. There's a hill around this, where Tommy Bates is not allowed to go. So Tommy Bates, the Ritvaz held, but is not allowed to go up to the Kaisel. He has to stay 2 amos away, and. In addition, a Zav or a Nido, a Bakari, is also not allowed to go there. According to him. So How come the Zayrus he's not going there? He said, very partial. He said, you know why you're about to go there? Because we know that that the earth, that the actual floor of the Beis Hamikdash is quite a number of feet lower. Anybody saw the excavation, we know the Kaisel, the actual Kaisel, the way it stood this non-Beis Hamikdash is much lower. The Mulda Korbanos and the throwing of Afar, the floor of the Beis Hamikdash has been higher, has been made much higher. So he kindens that that earth that was thrown there does not have a din of the earth of the floor, because the Mashiach will come. It's also the Fanai Sai. We're going to clear away all that earth and go back to the old days of Beis Hamikdash the way it was. Afar v'asid l'fanai Sai, this earth that you plan to clear out, so it has a din like somebody dumped something there, like a pile of bricks. The Melo, when you stand next to the Kaisel, you're standing on the gag of a structure which is on top of the Beis Hamikdash. There's actually a structure there, the Harabayim. And you're standing on the roof of that. And Gagas like this statue. The Gagas don't have a Kedusha. And since the Gagas don't have a Kedusha, the Melo, you're about to stand on top of that pile of offer. What? According to him, you can't go to the temple. See, here, this was his time. His time it was that when the earth is piled up, that should be a din of Gagas. And Gagas like the scotchin. What? Aye, what? What needs to go up? So why is it a God? God has to be higher than the outside wall of the Harabayim. You could argue that there was no God there originally. And if there was no God there originally, that it's a that it shouldn't have a din of Kedusha.
It has to be
lower. But and the room there doesn't go into the middle of the wall, so then you have to make around it. Okay. But anyway, that was his psak. That was his psak that that's considered Avir God. And gradually he based it on our Tysus. So our Tysus says in the second Teretz, Avir Yerushalayim Ki Yerushalayim. Tysus doesn't answer that any place that didn't have a building originally is the Avir has a Kedusha. Tysus doesn't say it. Tesla only says, Avir Yerushalayim Ki Yerushalayim. Tesla says, maskim, that the Avir of the Harabayim. There's no such thing that Avir Harabayim is Harabayim. Which Tesla understands to me. Certainly it's mashma from Tesla, that if you would have a new structure on the Harabayim, the God wouldn't have Kedusha. So he time is that this is like a new structure on the Harabayim, and therefore the God has no Kedusha. So far so good? So that's the question. So the question is, according to him, you should be allowed to walk on the other side of the Kaisel also. You should be allowed to walk anywhere. The other side is even more piled up with dirt. So if so, you should be allowed to walk on the other side. Maybe an Achinami. You can walk anywhere according to this. Every place of God does. So the Rizvaz writes something, he has a sefer called Beis Rizvaz, the sefer he writes, no. The Gemara Pesachim says, Gagais like the statue, but Aliyah is the statue. The attics had Kedusha. In other words, there were rooms above the Kedush HaKadoshim, right, above the Azarin, all the buildings had attic rooms. Attic rooms, the statue. He says the earth over here has a din of Aliyah and Skatchim. It could be it's an attic that has Kedusha. And I've explained that. And Moshe came up by the Kaisel has a din of Godly's light and Skatchim. Now the words don't seem to make sense. And Shlomo Zalman brings this down, this whole thing. Then he brings that Reuven Bengis is one of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. He said he doesn't understand. Why, what kind of Hezbollah is that? What do you mean? Aliyah is a scatter. God is one of the scatter. What? Like, what are the words? The truth. All addicts have Kedusha. All rules have no Kedusha. But what does that have to do with anything? There are no Aliyahs. I'm not talking about addicts. We're talking about walking on top of the piles of earth. That you have a din of gargoyles. So what's the pshat? So Shlomo Zalman says a very nice pshat. Says, he's actually explaining the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says that on top of, let's say, the Kodesh HaKadosh, or the Heichal, or the Ulam, Aliyahs, all addicts have Kedusha. Gargoyles like the Skatchim. The roof doesn't have Kedusha. Follow what's going on. Based on Mikdash, the attic rooms have Kedusha, the roof doesn't. So Shlomo Zalman says, what does that mean? Let's say I would go up to the roof. There's no Kedusha. I would build walls and put up a roof, a ceiling over this, then suddenly it gets Kedusha. That's Shad. This is not a question. Shad is, how tall was the Heichal? It says it was 120 amos tall. Quite big. 120 amos tall, that's anywhere between, it's about 200 feet. Okay, it's like a 20-story building. That is 100, Kufkaf Am is 120 amos tall. 20-story building. Skyscraper, those days. How tall was the actual Kodesh HaKadosh? 30 amos. Which means that when they originally built the Beis HaMikdash, they built it with 90 amos worth of attic space. So Shlomo Zalman learns what Shad Aliyah Saskatchew God has loved Saskatchew. It's not Shad, it's an attic, it's not an attic. It's nothing to do with it, it's an attic, it's a roof. Shad is they gave Kedusha to a height of 120 amos. That's how much Kedusha was given. Over the Kodesh HaKadoshim, over the Heichal, over the Azara, over any building, Kedusha was given to the height of that building. It doesn't matter if there's a building, there's no building, there's roof, there's ceiling. No. It means up to a height of 120 amos is Kedusha. And above that, there's no Kedusha. Wherever there was a building, where there's no building, so the Avir goes out of here. But where there's a building, Kedusha was given to the Avir up till the height of that building. The main Lord, the Ritvah, makes sense. What does Ritvah say? He says, in this area, you're allowed to walk, because you have the Heter, it's full of earth. And wherever you're walking, it's like on top of a roof. It's a good Heter. There was no building in this area. So once you walk on the other side, so we're not sure the exact spot with the Heichal and Ulam stood. You can guess. We don't know the exact spot. Since we don't know the exact spot, you always have to be chayshish. You're walking on a place where there was a building, this Mount Beis HaMikdash. If you're walking on a place where there was a building, the avir was discharged up to 120 amos. Not 120 amos worth of dirt. So, the Mela, you're not allowed to walk there. Yes. What? According to this, you would not be allowed to fly. You would be allowed to fly over any spot. According to this, you could fly over anywhere. If it's a place that had a building, the Kedusha is only 120 amos. A place that had no building, then the earth has a function of a building in order to be massive. And then they'd be allowed to fly over. They'd be allowed to fly over the city. Very geshmak etshuva. Chayva gimel, simin kufay and ches. It's worth the effort. The ice aleph, just. Not the whole truth. It's only the ice aleph, and it's worth the effort. It's a very geshmak of shakra b'tayin. Agav, just for your own knowledge, so you go to the Kaisel, anybody who saw any map or was there knows that behind the Kaisel is a rectangular area. It's rectangular, it's not square. And when you go to the Kaisel, people dominate the Kaisel, you see that when you walk in, there's a whole extension where they have the excavations on the southern side. Nobody dominates by that wall. How come nobody dominates there?
Right.
How come what? Like his father is, but if it's part of the wall of the Harabai, then it should have
condition. But
in the tunnel? No, I mean, when you walk in, when you walk past the, you kind of get up at the bus stop, and you walk past the security, which I hope got better since I was there last. You walk past the security, the Peshlik and the guards there, and then you have the whole land. So you get to the castle, there's a wall, right? Where the ramp goes up, go behind, that rock and roll down is there. Like they made a pshara with the conservatives, they can make the minyan there. It wasn't in that and the other kaisel. You just know a basic idea that the kaisel, the harabais was square. The harabais itself was square. What happened years later, the Buddhist came along and he extended the harabais. He built, in Gaiusha terms, in secular Jewish terms, they call it the third temple. Called the third temple. Virgis came, Virgis rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash in Roman style, and he extended the Harabayas to the south and to the north. He extended it to the two sides so that when you're walking, if this is the Kaisel, when you walk up, you come in, you see here, right? You're walking over here. This is where the bus stop side, and you walk in. When you walk in here, this is the southern excavation. Now you have that rock that the safe double off. The shoulder with this big rock and cover off the wall here somewhere. We're talking about the excavations there. I got to pay to get in. They have the excavations here. You see a bunch of rocks. You have to pay to get in. And then you can walk here and you come to the Kaisel. This whole piece has no condition at all. This whole piece was built by Wurdens. Wurdens built the extended the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted it to be a grand building. And Wurdens was from the Avodim of Beis Hashmonai, who killed out the Beis Hashmonaim, and we had in Baba Basra last year, the last daughter of the Beis Hashmonai, who jumped off the roof, and Virgis preserved her body of honey, so that everyone should think he married her. And Kahava, they all think he married her. If you read all the secular books, it says that Virgis married her, and he built this Beis Hamikdash, he extended it. There's no Kedusha whatsoever. The actual Mokim HaMikdash is square, it's not rectangular. Extension was all made by him. He filled in the valley and he built it up. That's why there's no Kedusha. It's nothing to do with this Kaisel. You should just know. You come to Beis HaMikdash, you know what's going on. What? According to. That's outside of Yerushalayim. It's not in Yerushalayim. It may be within Yerushalayim, but within the old world. What? This? Now, according to Rizvaz, this is the Kaisel, you're right. According to Rizvaz, this is the Kaisel of the Heichal, but the Zara, then the Harabai is much bigger all around, you're right. But Rizvaz has been discounted.
Which old wall?
The walls of Yerushalayim that they're immense, you have to get, it's quite complicated. Because in excavations they found a number of walls. Questions: which one was the original wall?
Who put the ones there now?
The world now are Turks. The Turks control the Yerushalayim for 1,000 over 1,000. So I don't know. I don't think we know exactly at what spot the new edition comes. I don't know that we know the exact spot. Rabbi Gorin tried to make a map to make it precise, but part of it is the machlokes how big an army is. That has it all has to do with it, because all the calculations are based on an amma. Okay, let's do one more piece of Gemara. Harag ba'isa yair gaima mishchuna mishchuna. If you kill in that city, you go to galus from one neighbor to another. So I made a mistake. I told you earlier in the year you go from one city to another. No, that's not from one city. It's mishchuna mishchuna from one neighbor to another. Well, ben levi gaima the early. And Levi is different, he's the Yeshvei here. So he goes to Galus, he's got to leave the city, he's got to go to another city. But if Yisrael, or somebody that doesn't live there, chosen that city, he's got to be shchuna from one neighbor to another. So what does that mean? So Rashi learns, it means he went to Galus, he killed twice Bishayge. Once he killed Bishayge, he went to Galus. Then in Galus, he killed again Bishayge. So then he's going to be shchuna from one neighbor to another neighbor. Tana Rabbanan, Misanti l'cha Malka, in Misanti l'cha Dechayecha. in your lifetime, Moshe Rabbeinu, Makai Mim Kaimecha, and the Levim. Shiyana Shama, Mamish Yisrael Megalin, the Midbar. Leichem Megalin, the Machna Levim. Even in the Midbar, they went to go with the Machna Levim, the Kanamru, then Levi, Shaharag, Gaila, the Plach, the Plach. He gets going, he's got to go from one place to another. Then Gala, the Plachai, Plachai Kailtai. What does that mean? What does it mean to go with one place? What? But Plach is not a neighborhood, Shkun is a neighborhood. Shkun is a neighborhood. Huh? He can stay where he is, so what does it mean he's going to be here over here? My neck, your mind. So the way I would have learned this Pashit is like you say, that he's supposed to go to a different city, but if he stays there, it's Kaila. And the Iri learns Shat. That it means if he killed in his city, then he goes to go to a different city. But if he killed in a different city, the lady didn't necessarily stay home all the time, went to vacation. If he killed in a different city, then he goes to Golis in his own, since he has to run away, he's physically running, so then he goes to Golis in his own city as well. That's how the Mimi learns. It's Rashi at about the places to learn this way. Anyway, that's the way he learns it tomorrow. Amar Abaka Brei Ravika Maikra Ki Bi Ir Mekwa Deyeshen Yir Shekol Tasei Kavar. In the city it was in previous. Okay, we should have no trouble finishing tomorrow.